In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We're doing the Sermon on the Mount, but you must always remember it's more about the man on the mount. His name is Jesus. All these teachings flow from his heart. It's all about Jesus, not about sermons. You see, the sermon flows from the heart of Jesus. So we need to know that this sermon is the best sermon ever preached, and we need to know that the man on the mount preached it, and we have to do what this sermon tells us to do. We are not saved by the sermon. We are saved by the blood of Jesus, by the cross of Jesus. Chapter 6 of Matthew. Take heed that you do not give money or alms before men to be seen by them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore when you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues, in the streets, where they have glory of men. Truly I say unto you, they have their reward. The reward is from men. But when you give money, when you give alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. We know that almsgiving is very important. We cannot hold on to money. Money can be a god to us. We need to give and give and give. I remember going to a service by this woman, and she gave a talk every day. The first hour was on money, and it was every single day. If there were three talks, there were three talks on money. And I put all my money in the basket, and I said, you know what, I have no more to put. With that, when I get home, I'm going to tell you I got more checks than I've ever experienced in my life. It was very interesting. This very interesting. I just know that God rewarded the almsgiving that I gave. And he rewarded it because he saw that my wallet was empty. And it was empty. I gave it all to this ministry. And the Lord repaid me over and over again. Jesus is teaching on prayer. And when you pray, not if you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, enter into your closet when the door is shut, and pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. The whole story of War Room is about this passage. But when you pray, don't use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that by these vain repetitions they will gain a hearing with God. See, we already have a hearing with God. We already have a hearing with God through the blood of Jesus. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you even ask. After this manner therefore pray, Our Father who art in heaven. Oh yes, first of all we want to greet the Father who is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, holy is thy name, O Father. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. I keep on saying that this is what God wants. He wants heaven upon the earth. That happens through worship. That happens through worship when we celebrate the Eucharist and when we praise the Lord. Heaven comes. Heaven is opened. He says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven there is no sickness. God wants there to be on the earth no sickness. We have to know that when we proclaim the kingdom of God, Jesus himself is the king, and he wants to heal the sick. Let me tell you that this is reality. I know that he heals the sick. I've seen it. I've seen it happen through my fingers, through my hands. And it's God who does it. We just lay hands upon the sick. Jesus said to lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. There is no sickness in heaven. God wants heaven to come to the earth. That's why I read last Friday, and I repeated it yesterday, the heaven story from the last two chapters of the book of Revelation. Give us this day our daily bread. There's enough bread for today. And forgive us our debts as we forgive others their debts. Oh, yes, we have to forgive. Forgive. You say it's hard. Yes, it's hard. But you are to forgive. Because if you do not forgive, you will take these people with you to your grave. Forgive. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. God will never lead us into temptation. But deliver us from evil. Yes. Deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Deliver us from the evil one. This week I had a visit from somebody in Manchester, and she just called me on the phone and said, can I come in and pray with you? She says, I take little pilgrimages because we have a son that's in a wheelchair, and our pilgrimage was to come to Holy Rosary, and we wanted you to pray with us. That's magnificent. That's magnificent. That this lady comes all the way from New Hampshire, and she just wants a little time with the priest, that the priest is going to pray with her. This is magnificent. This is God at work. You know, most people not looking for that. Most people are looking for a better car. Most people are looking for a better house. I'm not saying we shouldn't have good cars and we shouldn't have good houses. I'm saying first things first. And it's the Lord who's first, not anything else. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you your trespasses. Neither, if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. That's as simple as I can make it. If you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. If you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. And how do we forgive? We forgive by borrowing the forgiveness from the cross. You might say, but it keeps on coming up. Say, Lord, I forgive that person. That's all you can do. I forgive that. Don't go down that road that I haven't forgiven. Lord, I forgive that person. That's very important. Jesus' teaching on fasting. Now this I got to hear for myself, because the scripture says when you fast. Moreover, when you fast, do not be as the hypocrites who have sad faces, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear before men as they fast. Truly I say to you, they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, that you appear not unto men to be fasting, but unto your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Do you get it? Treasures in heaven. Treasures in heaven. Lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, with thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. O God, may my treasure be in the heart of Jesus. May my treasure be in the heart of Jesus, not any place else, you know. All the money in the world cannot bring peace to people. All the money in the world cannot bring peace to people. My treasure, I want to be in the heart of Jesus, that I love Him, and more than that, He loves me. Treasures in heaven. Yes, yes. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. You know, if you are always thinking about getting back at somebody, that means that your treasure is there and you want retribution. Let your treasure be in the heart of Jesus. That is most important. The light of the body. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, your eye be single, and your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? I'm going to tell you, watch out for your eyes in the computer. Watch out for the eyes in the computer, because I'm going to tell you, it is so simple to click on things and just lust after things with the eye, with the eye. I'm telling you, watch out at the computer. Watch out at the computer. I will not buy myself a computer because I do not want temptation. I have an iPhone, and by God's grace, I'm not looking at things. I don't want to look at things. I don't want to be preaching to you and I doing these things when the broadcast is over. The eye is so important. If your eye is filled with light, your whole body is filled with light. Watch out for that computer. That computer is not good if you are looking at it with eyes that look after sex. No, it is not good. It is not good. No man can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You cannot serve God and money. I'm telling you today, we heard in this first reading at Mass, the scripture was, the love of money is the root of all evil. Not money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Now, how can you go against the love of money? By being generous. By being generous. By being generous. I remember this man, he had 10 children, Tony Laubach, his father. He couldn't make ends meet, and he was working with this man. And the man says, do you tithe your money? He says, how can I tithe my money? I do not even make ends meet now. He says, start tithing and God will do something for you. And he did. He started tithing and God opened doors and opened money for this man so that he could feed his children and buy them shoes. It's true. It's true. I remember being with the young man who had a music ministry and his heart was in his music ministry for God. And I said, do you tithe your money? He says, I can't make ends meet. I says, well, you know what? Start tithing your money. And he started to tithe this money, and he got more and more places to go and play music. You know, God will not be outdone in generosity. He will not. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. If God gave his Son for us, will he not give us all things beside, especially the Holy Spirit? Oh, yes. Care and anxiety. Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, of what you're going to eat, or what you're going to drink, or what you're going to put on in your body, or what you shall put on. Is not life more than food? Is your body more than clothes? Behold the birds of the air. They do not sow, neither do they reap. They do not gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more important than the birds, my Lord? This is so simple. So simple, though, you know? Behold the birds of the air. They don't sow and they don't reap, but God provides for them. If he provides for them, will he not much more provide for us? I'm not saying we shouldn't be working now. I'm not saying we shouldn't be working. We should be working. It's very important that we need to work. But you see, God is the provider. He opens the doors. He is the Lord. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to your height? None of us. By worrying. Worrying is useless. Just trust Jesus, remember. And why take thought for your clothes? Why do you take thought for your clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They do not toil, neither do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these things. Just look at these wildflowers, how God provides the wildflowers. Queen Anne's lace. I don't know if you've ever looked at Queen Anne's lace. They come up about the 4th of July, and they're still up. And they're just beautiful wildflowers, gorgeous wildflowers. I heard from Carol Whalen an email just 2 days ago, and she reminded me, on my anniversary, what she did for me on my anniversary. You know what she did? She went picking wildflowers for the altar and for the ambo. And I'll never forget that. I had forgotten it. And I remember that we had wildflowers in front of the altar, because wildflowers was how I was converted. Look at the flowers. Even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. She almost got thrown out of the place that she was picking wildflowers. She said, it's for first mass. The guy was saying, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. She said, it's for first mass. I guess he let her do it. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, he does, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Oh, my mother loved to go to Filene's basement. Oh, she loved Filene's basement. She never bought anything unless it was on sale. And it had 3 markdowns, I'll tell you. I remember her saying to me when she was sick, I just want to go to Filene's basement one more time. And I knew she wouldn't. But Filene's basement was her refuge. She always bought the things that we needed at discount, 3 markdowns. And if it had 4 markdowns, she would go and they'd say, what charity do you want to give this to? And she'd say, in season and out of season. So, you know, we're winners all the way. I don't worry about my clothes. Maybe I should worry a little more. But you see, God provides. God provides. And it says, O ye of little faith, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we be clothed with? For after these things do the Gentiles, the pagans, seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Live in the now. Seek first the kingdom of God. It's an unshakable kingdom, and the righteousness of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. We sing it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Chapter 7 from the Man on the Mount, Jesus. Judge not that you not be judged. Don't judge people. You can't judge people's heart. You can't judge people's heart. That's God. Only God can judge people's heart. Be very careful what you do with people, because God so loved the world. He loved people so much. Do not judge. For with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured unto you. I remember when Frank Sinatra died, somebody wrote me a letter and said, he's in hell. And I wrote back and said, you know, I did not die for Frank Sinatra. And I don't know if he had Jesus in his heart. I just know that I don't have the right to put people in hell, because I did not die for the people to put them in hell. Let the one that died for us judge people, because he had nails in his hands and nails in his feet. So that guy was judging Frank Sinatra. You know, we have no right to judge. We have no right to judge, say, this one's in heaven. I remember this priest someplace in the South Shore, when the coffin came down, he says, now we know he's in hell. You know, if I were in the congregation, I would have taken the coffin out, and I would have said, no more. You have no right to say this person is in hell. He says, but we know he's in hell. That priest had no right to say that. No right to say that. And you know what? He repented. He did beautiful work afterwards, after he repented. This is something, you know, something great. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. With what measure you mete, you shall be measured again. And why do you behold the mote that is in your brother's eye, but you do not see the beam in your own eye? Oh, how will you say to your brother, let me pull out the mote in your eye, and behold, a beam is in your own eye? Hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of your own eye, and then cast out the mote out of your brother's eye. In other words, you know, stop thinking about what you have to do for other people that are sinful. Let God judge them. You pray for them. That's our job. Our job is to pray for sinners. That's right. Our job is to pray for sinners. You know what? We're all sinners, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. What good am I if I don't have the blood in me, on me, and through me? What good am I? Let me continue. Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull, you hypocrite, first cast out the beam in your own eye, and then you will see clearly to cast out the mote from your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open unto you. People say, I've been asking, I've been seeking, I've been knocking. Continue to do it. Continue to do it. And I also tell people, just surrender it into the Lord's hands. Surrender this thing that you've been asking, knocking, and seeking. Surrender it into the Lord's hands. Let him have control over it. He knows exactly what to do and how to do it. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it will be opened unto you. Or what man is there of you whom his son asked for bread would give him a stone? Or if he asked for a fish would give him a serpent? If then you, being sinful, evil, and you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall the Father give good things to them that ask him. And it tells us in Luke, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So Lord, we thank you for the good things that you give us, especially the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us today, Lord. We're knocking, we're looking, we're seeking, and we're finding. We need the Holy Spirit in a new and absolute wonderful way. I want to thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. We have to pay August's bills. Now let me ask you this. Do these broadcasts bless you? If they bless you, would you please bless us so that I don't have to be saying this on the radio? I don't like saying this, but you know I have to because we need to pay August bills. You're right, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or you can go to the internet, inseason.net, and leave a donation. That's inseason.net. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you. May he look upon you and those you love and give you his peace. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.